His first lawyer, and even an Israeli judge, urged him to accept, knowing that refusal can lead to longer jail terms. His current lawyer claims Halabi received offers that would have led to his immediate release with time served, allowing him to return to his wife and children in Gaza. But Halabi insists he is innocent of the charges and has refused to make a deal. The arguments in court concluded in July this year, but Halabi remains in prison awaiting a verdict, which is expected this autumn. The Israeli legal system and the plea deal agreements on which its machinery turns has been challenged by one man who refuses to accept his fate. World Vision's former program quality director, Simon Manning, said that Halabi, who he worked with closely for several years, is a stubborn man who sticks to his principles. Manning was not surprised to hear Halabi had held out. When they arrested Muhammad, they really had no idea who they were dealing with. Working in Gaza has long presented a challenge for aid organizations. The tiny territory, squeezed between Israel, Egypt, and the Mediterranean Sea, is among the poorest in the world. More than two-thirds of its population rely on some form of humanitarian aid, according to the UN. But Gaza is controlled and run by Hamas, who took control after elections in 2007 and have since fought four wars with Israel. As Hamas is considered a terrorist organization by most Western nations, aid agencies cannot deal with them for fear of falling foul of sanctions. Large aid organizations have implemented strict processes to try to prevent money being co-opted or stolen, known in the industry as aid diversion, but theft can still occur. Itai Epstein, a special advisor to the Norwegian Refugee Council, which also provides aid in Gaza, described the rigorous mechanisms charities adopt to prevent aid diversion. You do repeat monitoring, going back to check multiple times that if you provided a water pump or a hospital bed, it is still there and operating as it should be. On top of that, you have pre-planned and continuous external auditing to check how every dollar is spent. In Gaza, there was additional scrutiny, as the Israeli government and some monitor organizations routinely make bad faith allegations that aid is being stolen by Hamas. It absorbs a lot of management time, he said. The Israeli charge sheet listed 12 accusations against Halabi. Most, such as the claim he took part in a 2014 Hamas military exercise, were nearly impossible to assess without seeing the secret evidence the Israelis claimed to have. But others were easier to investigate.